Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this week, my recipes are all about new potatoes. And if you've never had a new potato, I promise you, it's something you've got to do. We are cooking up a storm with new potatoes right now here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. And this first recipe is a really unique recipe, and I know you're all going to love it. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need are four new potatoes that I'm going to go ahead and put into cold water on my stove. I'm going to go ahead and turn the heat up, and we're going to start the process of boiling. Once these potatoes are fork tender, we don't want to take them past being fully cooked. Once they're fully cooked, and we can run a knife all the way through and it'll slip right off. I'm going to go ahead and take them. I'm going to put them in a bowl. We're going to go ahead and put those as well in the refrigerator, and I'm going to let these cool at least for 2 hours. If you want to do this overnight, that's totally okay. Once I pull the potatoes back out, I'm going to go ahead and add 2 tablespoons of butter and 1 tablespoon of oil. Olive oil, but vegetable oil is okay. It's really important that you don't use olive oil for this recipe because it will be a disaster. We don't want to have olive oil whenever we're cooking on high heat because it really just imparts a very olive taste, which a lot of people, some say they like, but what I know you don't like is when you're eating, you know, olive oil that's bad. And that's what happens when we cook with olive oil. What we really do is we're killing all the good stuff in olive oil. We're kind of just, you know, making it, it's not supposed to be edible, olive oil. It's supposed to be something appreciated over a salad, but not in a pan. That's what I meant to say. So we don't cook with olive oil. We use it to finish items. It's very important. Don't ever forget that. So 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 tablespoon of regular vegetable oil, 1 Spanish onion that we are going to dice small, 4 button mushrooms that are going to be sliced very, very thin, 1 roasted red bell pepper. Now, remember with red bell peppers, if you want to roast them, if you don't know how to roast a pepper, what you do is you take a pepper, put it over an open flame, and let it get all nice and black. Let that skin pop. Once it's all nice and fully looks like it's just charred, you're going to go ahead and put that in a brown paper bag. Let it sit for about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. Then what we're going to do is take it, run it under some cold water in the sink, and remove all the black, and you will now have a roasted red bell pepper flesh, and it's amazing. Lastly, what we're going to do is add some salt and pepper to taste. And pretty much this whole method is everything goes in the pan. We caramelize the onions. The bell pepper's already roasted. We mix everything together. And using the oil, we're going to let it sit on each side for 4 minutes. Now, remember, the potatoes are fully cooked, so we're not going to be doing any major cooking. It's a fun recipe. Enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.